Not me laughing. Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, here at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial in Montreal and at CJLO.com. And you just heard a track called Lame Horse by Nova Scotia band Cut Cult, who specialize in big, experimental, kraut-driven noise punk. That's from the 2025 EP called First Three. And Cut Cult, I should add, is a new project by members of Canadian electronic heroes Holy F. I call him Holy F because my mother listens to the show. I love you, Mom. Cut Cult will be performing in Montreal as part of Tiny Fest, a two-day festival put on by CJLO alongside promoters Worst Dad Ever. It'll be taking place between October 2nd and the 4th at Tsi Ours, Casa del Popolo, La Sartorania, Sala Rosa, La Toscadera, and will feature acts like Montreal's Clay Pigeon, Pool Girl, and Barnacle, among many, many others. You can check out the lineup and buy tickets by visiting casadelpopolo.com. And speaking of Holy F, I had the privilege of volunteering at the double bill they were part of alongside the phenomenal Japanese surf rock band Teke Teke at the Rialto last Friday as part of Pop Montreal, and what an incredible evening that was. Great turnout and awesome weather to just walk around, exploring the different venues involved with that festival. You know, early fall is such a great, comfortable time to take advantage of our cultural offerings in the city. But I digress. We have another packed show tonight with lots of music and news from East Coast, including new tracks by veteran musician Mike Fisher out of Newfoundland and Labrador, and PEI singer-songwriter Caitlin Robinson. So let's start with PEI. Charlottetown rockers Gizmo will be passing through Montreal on October 2nd. I'll give you the details, but in the meantime, here they are with Prisoner Functionary. Are slow.
other side, learning how to be alright. Three small words, say it back. I really think we can learn.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge. And before the break, you heard brand new music by Halifax-based indie folk and pop artist Alana Matty, a song called Last, the first single since her 2024 record, Subject to Change. And before that, I played the song Prisoner Functionary by Charlottetown slack rockers Gizmo. That's from their 2023 EP called Buddy System. And they'll be passing through Montreal as part of a fall tour and will be here on October 2nd playing, well, I'm not sure where. The show is being organized by local music label Bedrock, that's Bedroc. And they'll gladly DM you the coordinates. Just reach out to them at bedrock.org and at BedrockMTL on Instagram. They're part of a trend that's gaining popularity in Montreal, where artists are opting to play in unconventional venues like parks and homes to offset costs, I guess, and get around some pesky bylaws. You can also get more information on Gizmo show dates by checking out the band's social media feeds as well as their Bandcamp page. So the Music NB nominees have been released, with the awards banquet to be held on October 23rd at the Aberdeen Cultural Centre in Moncton. It's all part of a week-long conference held by that province's Music Industry Association. And here are a couple of nominees, beginning with Dieppe singer-songwriter Caroline Savoie, who's up for French Language Recording of the Year. This is Encore.
the 17, damn certified ranger. Please get away, change the data. Looking down on my face up. Use the sweat to wipe off all the makeup. Testing, got my beta. Release an update for the players. Play it back in my mind. Funny how you ride, you know, every single time. Got a pass of my whole roger, but now it's on cold. Ramadan is at my brother, so now we outside. Had to go organic, I'm alerted to latex. I'm using base cause I gotta pay rent. Bank sending the statement. Always running numbers, motherfucker.
That's a 2025 single called Best Life by Fredericton band El Tata y los Taqueros, or Tata and the Taco Makers, who fuse hip-hop, Latin music, and funk, among other things. Really interesting. Best Life has been nominated for a Music NB Award in the Recording of the Year category, and El Tata y los Taqueros are also up for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. And before that, I played the song Encore by the wonderful Acadian singer-songwriter Caroline Savoie from Dieppe. I really dig those strings. Savoie's album Rom-Com has been nominated for French Recording of the Year, while Encore is up for French Language Recording and Video of the Year. So congratulations to her and to all the nominees. I'm looking forward to seeing what the results are on October 23rd. Veteran Newfoundland musician Mike Fisher has a new single out. Here he is with Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
So fast. so fast, relieved so fast. Wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong place at the wrong time. We have this gig at a small town bar. Friends are coming, it's not too far. But local thugs, they made us leave. We hit the road so fast, the road so fast. On the highway in a midnight chase. The car behind us making us race. But just our friends, they come to see us. Relieved so fast, relieved so fast. Wrong place at the wrong time.
These things you give me for the soul you give.
you know I'm away for. You got me thinking of things I wanna say. Thinking of things I like the way. Push it back, we all alone, baby. Give me that around the world. I've been all around, around your ways. I'll be all around, I wanna get in that, get in that. This, you know, kind of feeling that. She on the road, talking on the wrong, gone around. I'm on my knees, getting on the run, on the run.
That's Love A Man, a brand new single by Halifax Afro-pop artist Arani with his frequent collaborator, the producer and instrumentalist Nulo, who's made some serious inroads in that city's hip-hop and R&B scene. And before that, you heard a new release called Wrong Place, Wrong Time by musician Mike Fisher out of St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Fisher, known as the godfather of Newfoundland punk, has been in their music and entertainment scene for decades, performing, producing, acting, you name it. He first came on the scene with St. John's punk band The Reaction in the late 70s and had stints in bands like early 80s techno act Neon, early 2000s prog rock band Hammingwell, and even a traditional Newfoundland band called Dungarvan. But it wasn't until the last few years that he's put out some solo albums and EPs. While he should be entering the autumn of his years, to say the least, he's been at his most creative, which is really, truly inspiring stuff. And just a reminder, you can find tonight's playlist by checking out my link tree, which you can find at my show page at cjlo.com and by visiting my Instagram handle at EasternPromisesCJLO. While you're there, feel free to send me a message, share some music news, and to give me some suggestions on which musical artists you feel I should be showcasing. All right, let's get loud. Here's St. John, New Brunswick's Papal Visit with How Can You Change Your Ways? We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Divided by Everything, a song by Halifax band Orchid's Curse from their 2023 EP called The Decay. The East Coast Music Award-nominated group recently announced that they'll be calling it quits after a 20-year career, but not before performing at a farewell show on October 11th, which promises to be a thunderous affair. Orchid's band members are also quick to point out that despite the band's demise, they'll continue to be very active in Halifax's metal scene. So joining them at the Seahorse Tavern in Halifax will be local metalers Angora, Breakneck, and Pithy. You can get tickets in advance by visiting the Seahorse's website, 2037 Gottingen, GOTTINGEN.ca. And before that, you heard the song How Can You Change Your Ways, the latest single by St. John, New Brunswick rock band Papal Visit, which will be featured on their upcoming EP called The Capsize Party. They'll be celebrating the release of it at what I feel is going to be an incredible Halloween night at an event called Port City Massacre, taking place at Wasted Day Brewery on Water Street in St. John. And joining them will be the Boojums, who'll be celebrating the release of their self-titled EP, as well as Penny and the Pits. That's a great lineup right there. Tickets are $25 at the door, and costumes are encouraged, naturally. Can you believe we're talking about Halloween, though? Man. You know what? Let's play the Boojums, actually. Here's brand new music from them, a track called Wings of Fire. Enjoy.
I'm not enough for anyone.
That's Enough, the debut single by Caitlin Robinson, who's currently a student in music performance at Holland College in Stratford, PEI. You can find that one on the major streaming platforms. And before that, I played Wings of Fire, new music by Cape Breton's The Boojums from their forthcoming self-titled record, set to be released in the coming weeks. I'm looking forward to it, as should you. You're listening to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial in Montreal and at CJLO.com, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada. I'm Donald Roberge. Halifax indie rockers Customer Service are still riding high from the release of their 2025 debut EP, To You After 200 Years, and they've been touring extensively for it. They'll be passing through Montreal the second time in as many months, and will be performing at an all-ages show at Tuscadora on September 30th, with Edmonton's Calling All Captains as the headliners. So if you missed them last spring, here's your chance. You can buy tickets at La Tuscadera's website, casadelpopolo.com, or by visiting Customer Service's Bandcamp page. In the meantime, they've just released a brand new single called Never Meant To. Here they are.
Old friends getting older. Seasons change, it's all the same, but everything's a little colder. Go looking for a change of scene where I can walk.
brown wool hat on the ledge by the window, tempted to bring it to my face to get the smell of sandalwood and lavender, all the scents of you, thankful for a reason to get to see you soon. I like to watch you drink.
That's Newfoundland singer-songwriter Megan Aletha with a new release called Your Name, once again reminding us that some of the best vocalists in the world come from the rock. Your Name was produced by St. John's Ian Foster, the renowned musician and filmmaker, so there's some serious talent involved with that one. And before that, I played the latest by Halifax's Customer Service, a track called Never Meant To. So time is quickly coming to a close here at Eastern Promises, and once again, a reminder that you can find me on Instagram at EasternPromisesCJLO and at my show page at CJLO.com, where you can find past episodes to stream. You know, I'm old enough to remember life in 1985, when Transformers were king, and like John Hughes was putting out questionably appropriate teen content. But it was also the year that Carmenville, Newfoundland songwriter Vince Coles wrote and released a song called By the Glow of the Kerosene Light. And it became an anthem of sorts, or at least a song that would be immersed in the traditional Newfoundland songbook. By the Glow of the Kerosene Light would be famously covered by Buddy Was His Name and the Other Fellers, and many others, including Irish folk band Hermitage Green. So here's the original by Vince Coles. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
I remember the time when my grandpa and I would sit by the fire at night, and I'd listen to stories of how he once lived by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light, he said, Mom and Dad sent me off to school, where I learned how to read and to write. And they'd listen for hours as I read from my books by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light, your grandma and I, we were wed at 16. Lord, she was a beautiful sight. As proudly I placed the ring on her hand by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light, about 1 year later, your daddy was born, and your grandma held my hand so tight. Oh, I can't tell the joy as she brought forth new life by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. But having her child, it did weaken her soul. She just wasn't up to the fight. But she looked so peaceful as she went to her rest by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. Then, as is now, the times they were hard. To succeed you would try all your might. Sometimes love bloomed, but sometimes dreams died by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light.